We gather here on this Feast of All Saints, and I couldn't think of a better way for us to celebrate than to baptize four children within our liturgy today. Because it's interesting, if you notice the questions that I asked at the very beginning, one of them, what is it that you ask of the church for your child? Now, all of you parents today, you were spot on. You got that correct. But a lot of times parents fumble over it and they'll say, well, you know, we want him to be happy or we want her to be joyful. And they're all good things. But the response that the church is looking for is baptism. And if you will, I think we could even embellish that a little more and say what that truly means is, I want my child to be a saint. That's what baptism does, because it does have its privileges. Once you get baptized, you can't get unbaptized. And think of it. Let's draw it to its logical conclusion. We're going to love this. That means you can't fall out of favor with God, even if you sin. Now, isn't that good news? I could just stop right there, and that's the homily. Don't anyone agree with that? I have a few more things to say. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to share with you a friend of mine from Wilmington, Delaware. He and his wife, their son, mid-20s, you know, he went off to college, and he really went down the wrong path in many ways. The grades were slipping. We realized at one point he had an addiction with alcohol, and everything started to spiral down. And this young man wasn't really ready to deal with it. But you know something? About 5 or 6 years later, after being in inpatient and counseling and self-help, and then finally 12-step program, this young man was getting himself back on course. And the other evening, they were at some awards ceremony, and my friend, the father, said to his son, he said, son, you must be so proud of yourself. And he said, without missing a beat, his son said back to him, he says, no, Dad, I'm proud that you and Mom are proud of me. Now, to me, again, that's another way for us to envisage what it means to be a saint. Because this is a day that we celebrate God proud of all of us, no matter where we've been. That's the good news. I'm not going to do every one of the Beatitudes because we'll be here for an hour. I just want to take one of the Beatitudes to put it into context with those two sentiments. The parents today looking for baptism and sainthood for their children. And my friend, and I'm sure we all have people we know in our lives that wrestle with all sorts of addictions. And so what I'd like to do is invite us to think about that one beatitude, blessed are the clean of heart, or the pure of heart, for they will see God. Now, what does that mean? It means living in a radical sobriety. That's what it's about. It means I get to know myself as I am. I look at myself in the existential mirror of life, and all I say is, amen. That's me. That I have my little slice of personal weirdness, and so do all of you, and that's okay. In the words of the 12-step mantra, I'm not okay, you're not okay, and that's okay. It's living in radical sobriety. Yogi Berra, we know his yogiisms, right? He said, I never said some of the things I said. He has this great line, and I think it makes a lot of sense for us today. Sometimes if you look, you see a lot of things. Sometimes if you look, you see a lot of things. Today is an opportunity for us to look around and to truly see. How often do we look out there and it's tainted with such negativity that we can't even imagine God's beauty and God's goodness in the world? Because we see reality not as it is, but we see it as we are. And I don't know about you, but it's tough being around negative people. I know it because I live in a religious community. And one of my classmates from the Vision is here today. I see him. Joe, would you stand up, please? This is Brother Joe. We started in 1982 together. And he's sitting next on National Vocation Awareness Week to Jim Cummins, one of our parishioners here, who just completed his novitiate as an oblate. Show us up. But again, what do we see when we look out there? Another thing we need to develop, and baptism helps us, is to develop an imagination. St. Thomas Aquinas, 13th century scholar, he said that the first rung on the ladder to beatific vision, to heaven, is wonder and awe. We need to develop a vocabulary for wonder and awe. And I'd also like to suggest, as another example, has anyone here ever been stressed out? We get overly distracted, don't we? What baptism reminds us today is to de-stress and get unbusy. Because sometimes we're out there doing things that really don't mean anything. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, we need sometimes to look at things familiar so that they become unfamiliar. And when we become unfamiliar, we can focus things in life around what's really important. The good news today is God is deeply impressed and proud of all of us, faults, foibles, sins included. The Lord does not split our personality. Sometimes we do. The Lord sees us as we are and still says amen. That's what baptism celebrates, and how proud we are to baptize 4 young children. So not only do they receive the love and warmth of family, but they're invited into the communion of saints. And let's get used to one another, because we're going to be living with one another forever. May God be praised.